The Untethered Soul, The Journey Beyond Yourself, by Michael Alan Singer. A summary. This is a summary of Michael Alan Singer's The Untethered Soul, The Journey Beyond Yourself. Introduction. The Untethered Soul, The Journey Beyond Yourself is a book that disrupts the ordinary concept of how life should be lived. The author is convinced that all modern-day troubles stem from people's inability to silence their inner voice, which calls on them to fear, have doubt, get anxious over trivial things, and accumulate unresolved issues from their past. But the truth is, all these so-called problems exist solely in our consciousness because we are afraid of facing these unpleasant events. The author reminds his readers that humans arrive on this planet for a short stretch of time, that we are merely tiny pebbles on the small globe called Earth in an endless universe. So he asks the reader this question: is spending your precious time trying to live up to social standards, worrying about how to make your boss happy, or stressing over what your neighbor will say about your car, or whether your peers will invite you to their party, is it worth it? Michael Singer gives simple answers to questions that are very relevant for contemporary society. Who am I? And what is my destiny? Should I fear death? Is it possible to feel happy all the time? How do I cope with fear, jealousy, envy, and resentment? How do I live without stress? He doesn't beckon the readers to become disciples of a certain religion either. On the contrary, he states that all the religions are united in all matters of life and death, body and soul, good and evil. You just need to open your heart and mind to life, and not hide from your bad experiences, stereotypes, and illusions. This book is a guide to the conscious and the unconscious. You can create your true self, and in doing so become free. Awakening Consciousness. The voice inside your head. Can you hear the voice inside your head? Of course you can. You're driving, the engine is revving, the wind is blowing in your face, you feel carefree and happy. Then suddenly it comes to you. Wasn't I supposed to call my friend? I was supposed to. How could I forget? Oh, he is going to be super mad. Now, he'll write me off for sure. Maybe I should stop the car and call him right now. Or maybe it isn't worth it. It is possible that if I call now, I'll only make it worse. Your inner voice never stops talking. It interferes with your sleep. It makes you moody. It takes away your confidence.